few. It was around Halloween season. We don't celebrate Halloween. But somehow, I don't know how this happened, my kids, they managed to store some candy. You know, everybody likes candy. So they store some candy in the house, right there in the room, in the bedroom. So they keep on eating this candy day and night. And you know the consequence. When you eat candy, you don't brush your teeth, you know what's going to happen to you. So later on, we had to pay visit to the dentist. So in my house, we call candy invitation to the dentist. Hallelujah. I'm glad today we are not going to talk about the dentist or the doctor, but we are going to talk about Jesus Christ's invitation for all of us. He is calling all of us. So please, don't turn down this call. We got something that can be needed, and something that the Lord cannot do. You are here. You are in good place. You are in the right place. Because the God that we serve is the mighty God. He is the God of living. He is the God of Abraham, Moses, Jacob, David. He is alive. And Jesus is telling us today to come. He is inviting each of us. He is coming for you. All of us need to say, amen. If you have your Bible, let's turn to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This morning, I saw Madeline in the congregation, and that gave me courage. She's old, but still young. Because I know the spirit that is in her is still strong. So she came here, not just by chance, because in the kingdom, there is no chance. Everything is calculated. God knows this day. He got things in store for us. You and me. He wants us to come to Him. And He said His yoke is easy. In the NIV, they say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest." Brother and sister, if we take a look around us, what's going on in the whole world, that does not give you the courage to wake up every day, to go to your work, and to take care of your family, and to take on your responsibility. Take Jesus to the sanctify us, to give us courage in healing. He said he will renew our strength every day, like the eagles. If you want to do all this by your own strength, you cannot make it. That's why we see people, they are depressed, they are anxious, because all they're doing is just by their own effort. It's tough if you don't want to rely on Jesus. You just want to do it in your own strength. It's very tough. You cannot make it. But you and me, we need to remember that we are the gods. We have a great God. We have a wonderful God who is inviting us. Come to his presence. Jesus is alive. He is alive. And he has the invitation for us. He said, come. Come. All you who labor, who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. What do you need? You need money, you cannot buy it. But take a love of Jesus to give us everything that we need and the world will need. Some people find themselves sin and sin become person in your life. You cannot get out. Because you try to do it by the process. You need to adopt Jesus in this battle. Because this battle is one of our flesh and blood. The spiritual battle. And like the Son was saved by a word. This battle is already won. The victory is out. This battle is already won, brother and sister. It's already won. Victory is out. By the grace of God. If you understand that, you can do all things. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So who Jesus is inviting today? What Jesus has to offer to us if we accept this invitation? What Jesus expects of those who want to respond to this invitation? How difficult or easy is it to say yes? I want the peace. I want the best that you can do. Jesus is inviting all of us. Because the Bible declares, while we were sinners, Jesus died for us. He righteous for us is the righteous. We were sinners. And Jesus knows our situation. The good thing I like about Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship. Jesus just wants us to have this relationship with him. talk to him like the way you talk to your daddy or your mommy. Because you know that everything that you need, everything that is important to you, you have it, and you will provide. So our Heavenly Father, He got everything that you need. He said, this whole world belongs to you. You want money, money belongs to Him. You want fame, it belongs to Jesus. Everything belongs to God. He is the one who created the whole universe. He who created us. And He wants us to come to acknowledge our weakness. So He will make us strong. The Bible declares in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Sin is putting some barrier between us and God. Sin is separating us from the presence of God. So we need to invite Jesus to come and take care of our situation. Jesus was on the face of the earth. He was here. And if He is inviting us today, He knows our situation. He knows that we have some financial problems. He knows that the economy is not good. He knows that we have some health issue. He knows that we have problems in the family. He knows our struggle. He knows our condition, our human condition. He knows it. So if He is inviting you, He knows the situation that you're confronting, and He's offered the solution for this. That come. The Bible says, do not be and poorly yoke with unbelievers. We need to stay together and pray for each other so we can gain courage, we can gain understanding, we can gain knowledge. Because most of the time, some of our problems before the enemy is ourselves. And we just blame the enemy. We need to do our homework. It's not the enemy, but we are ignorant. We are ignorant, we don't get wisdom, we don't get knowledge. And we are ignorant of the wiles of the enemy. He knows. He knows that we have a better future than him. If Satan tries to tell you that God didn't forgive you, that you are not good at all in anything, just remind him his future. He knows where he's going. His destiny is already settled. It's already settled. Like the word of God, it's already settled. It's settled. John 8:34 says, whoever commits sin is slave of sin. The sin that we have committed is enslaving us. So we need to get rid of those and move forward. And not thinking about the past. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. His blood already cleansed us from all iniquity, from all sin. And he got a better future for us. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan that I have for you. The plan not to harm you, but the plan to give you future." Christ Jesus. So we have a plan. Not by what the enemy tried to put in your mind. And you don't have any future. You got a future. In Jesus Christ, our Savior, our healer, our counselor, he died for us. He's a special king. A king who invites you to come. He promised you rest of your soul. That's all we need. We need the peace. Sometimes when you go through something and you're struggling, you know that he's not the will of God. So if it is the will of God, we have rest. We have peace of mind. Romans 6, verses 8 to 9 says, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. He died for us. And we have the good news. There is therefore now no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to meditate the Word of God every day and night. We need to walk, take courage, to walk according to the Word of God. We have the Word of God. We have the life. We have eternal life through Jesus. We have rest. And Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." There are too many problems today. Too many. Well, we got computer, we got telephone, we got all the gadgets to have our attention. So we are not focused at all on the Word of God. If you take a look what happened in the time of Jesus Christ, we were just 20 disciples. And look at what they have done. Look at all those people who are believers today. It's because of them. But their resources at that time was very limited. But look at us, all we have today, all the devices, all the mass media that we have. Brother and sister, you don't have to be ignorant. You need to take this invitation and go. Jesus Christ came to this world, not in the past. He was born. And the shepherd, were the first that witnessed his kingship. And God can put Jesus in the past. He just wants Jesus to identify with each one of us. and we can relate it to him. Because all the miracles that he did, if he was in the palace, people would say, oh, because he got all that he needs. He didn't get all that. This time, he spoke for us. He didn't have the right thing to do the sacrifice. He had the letter for the sacrifice. Jesus can do all this. He can do all this. If you have anxiety, he can remove it. If you peace. If you have depression, he can remove the depression. Give you joy. I don't know about you, but this morning when I came here and I hear to all the songs, I just feel great. I feel the presence of the Lord. If you have depression, depression has to go. So this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus can remove your fear and give you love. He can remove your doubts and give you hope. He said he got it not for us. Does. But we doubt because we have promises in heaven. But Jesus gives us the gift that we have. We can keep them in mind with the Lord. Brother and sister, don't underestimate yourself. If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he did it for people in the past, he can do it for us today. And he is still in the business of multiplying bread and fish. He's still in the business of doing miracles. But the way we are so busy in the world, we don't even hear his voice. We are too focused on the little that we have and forget about the whole thing that he promised us. And that pleased the enemy. You're not supposed to be that way. What did Jesus expect of us? Matthew 18, verse 3 says, unless you are converted and become as the little children, we by no means under the kingdom of heaven. So if you see this metaphor of the Father and Son, how the little kids react when they see their dad. Just come and get into their arms. Embrace them. God wants us to come back to Him. And if He created us, it's for a purpose. And He got a plan. A plan that is the master plan. And we just have a little plan we're working on. But if you can pray God, you figure out the God. The plan, the purpose that He creates you. You can be like the champion of faith. Like Abraham, David, Moses. They are just ordinary men and women of God. just like you and me. So please, listen to the invitation that God has for us today to come. So we can experience the rest that He's promised us. Jesus wants us to accept the teaching and to accept the obligation He laid upon us. He wants us to abide in His word. Because if you love Jesus, keep His commandments and walk according to His precepts and His commandments. God is for us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody. We will try, but victory is won already. Jesus can't give us the victory. So if you get to that point, that you know that God is for you, you will see a lot of things in your life. I remember last year, I had a problem at work, and then my boss called me in the house in autumn. So, what gonna be after that is you will get rid of me. But God is good. And I believe that promotion. So we have this talk, and the next time when we talk again, we want him to step down to our position. They say, oh, we want to fire him. We just want to give a second opportunity. But in reality, we don't have that fact or that good reason to fire him. So they make me step down. At this time, but all the time I leave the company, now they fighting how they are going to deserve me my salary. So they choose what is good for them. I used to work 50 hours for the week, but praise be to God. Now, if I work 45 hours, I can make the same amount of money. So God is good. And one day they call me, they say, how come you take too long to do whatever you're supposed to do? I ask them, did any customer complain? They say, no. So what are you complaining about? And they didn't say it, but I know it's the money now. Money is the issue. Because the thing, if they remove me from that position, of being on salary to a new position, being hourly, we will make more money of me. But the opposite happened. So promotion comes from God. People, if they knew that what they are doing will make me have more money than I used to have, they won't do it. Because now I have less responsibility and more money. And I can spend more money with the word of God than today. Before it's not possible. Before, when I wake up, I can run. If I don't run, I will be late. Mr. David can say something about that. He saw me in the store sometime. Early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, I got to run. So God is good. And He is in control. And if he says he will give you rest, he mean it. He really mean it. And the rest, the peace that surpasses all intelligence. You come to that point, you cannot even express it. What God has done for you. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's a good shepherd. And he is my healer. He's my provider. He got a purpose on my life. Sometimes you can ask yourself, why I'm here? Because he got an answer. He wants you to do something for him. So if you come. When people see you, they know that you are different. They are different. And God has a plan. So, brother and sister, I just want to tell you that we need to come to Jesus. Who is this? That we need to come to Him. Who is this? And commit ourselves that those disciples can come to Jesus. Today you see that all this just left. But little by little, if you add on, you're going to be big one. Just go ahead and let them know that the God that you serve is a good God. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows the end by the beginning, and He can do anything. He can turn your life around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But before we close, I'd like to sing that song, Trust and Obey. When we walk with the Lord, with the light of His words, what a glory He shed on our way. Let us do His good will. He abides with us still. With all who will trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shed on our way. Let it be when He abide with us still. And we all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to have with Jesus. Trust and obey. Brother and sister in Christ, let us faith in Lord Jesus. Let's put all our trust in Him. He will do it. He did it for people in the past. He can do it for us too. He is still the same. He never changed. Even though the world is changing, even though circumstances are changing, circumstances are becoming harder, God never changes. He will do it for us. And all the glory will be to Him, the owner of earth and heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your invitation. Let's save this opportunity. So all glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.